A constant headache in some parts of Massachusetts is the beaver, which can chew down trees and build dams that flood basements and roadways. But North America's largest rodent also does a lot of good for the environment. And in the face of climate change, many are trying to find a way to keep beavers around. With more, WBUR's Miriam Wasser starts our story at a scummy pond in Millis.
Mike Callahan yanks big handfuls of muddy sticks and leaves from a clogged pipe. He's a tall guy, and the water comes up just high enough to soak the bottom of his orange t-shirt.
You can see the mud, grasses, sticks, rocks, whatever they can move, they'll put in there. So welcome to the glamorous world of beaver control.
When you think of a beaver dam, you probably picture a long wall of sticks crossing a waterway, right? But in the Northeast, a lot of what beavers do is plug up culverts. Those are the pipes that run under roadways in wet areas.
To a beaver, the culvert is like a hole in a dam. So by plugging up the pipe, the entire road becomes a dam for them, and they get a big pond. So that's what they did here. They stuffed both these pipes, so the water had nowhere to go but up.
These culverts in Millis are a beaver magnet. Local health officials say their job felt like a game of whack-a-mole. Beavers would dam the culvert, the road would flood, the animals would be trapped and euthanized, and within a few months, a new beaver family would move in. The cycle is common, Callahan says, but definitely not ideal.
Traditionally, whenever a problem with a beaver occurred, the beavers would be trapped and killed. But whenever possible, it's best to leave the beavers where they are and let them do what nature intended for them to do.
Beavers are what's called a keystone species. The term comes from architecture, where the keystone is the apex piece of the arch. It's what gives the structure strength and holds it together. Remove it, and the arch crumbles. In nature, keystone species are essential to ecosystem health. And when it comes to beavers, their contribution stems from what they're most famous for, chewing wood. After beavers cut down logs and branches, they use the material to build lodges, where they live, and dams, which create wetlands. They're nocturnal, so you don't hear or see them often, but this is what a family of beavers sounds like. The sound comes from recording artist Lang Elliott. Beavers engineer wetlands for their own protection, which in turn provide critical habitat for salmon, birds, aquatic insects, even moose.
All kinds of different creatures really depend on these watery environments that beavers help to engineer.
This is Ben Goldfarb. He wrote a book about beavers and says humans benefit from these industrious rodents too.
When beavers slow down water flows, the sediment and pollutants that are suspended in the water column settle out, so beavers are really improving water quality.
Beaver ponds can also help recharge underground aquifers and prevent downstream flooding during heavy rainstorms. In fact, beavers are so important that scientists out west are reintroducing them, hoping that they'll mitigate drought and wildfires. But here on the East Coast, where the population has been thriving for decades and where they tend to live in closer proximity to humans, the name of the game nowadays is coexistence. And what's going to get us there is something called a flow device, and it's why Callahan is waist-deep in pond water in Millis. A beaver's damming instinct kicks in when it hears or feels moving water, and these contraptions work by creating a permanent leak that the animals can't detect or do anything about. They don't work in every situation, but when they do, flow devices prevent road flooding and allow beavers to have their wetland homes. In concept, it's simple. In practice, Callahan says it takes a lot of skill because beavers are really smart.
They're problem solvers. I've had battles with them where it's been like a chess match. I do one thing, they do something else, and they learn for sure. And they're not all the same. Some are like, whatever, okay, you win. And others will work like a beaver to undo what we do.
Since going into business in 2000, Callahan says he's put in close to 1,600 flow devices. And back near the culvert in Millis, Callahan and his team are putting the finishing touches on the flow device.
All right. One, two, three.
As they position it into place, Callahan mentions another good thing about flow devices, that they require minimal maintenance. It's something he says is important because these days, he has about as much work as he can handle. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.